What's up, sister? It's your girl, Danielle, and welcome back to the Pretty Powerful Podcast.
Want to build your dream body for summer? That is a question that has popped up on my For You page several times over the past couple of days, and we got to talk about it because, I mean, you already know my feels about bodies and body image and this push to create the quote-unquote perfect body. But, I mean, first of all, like, let's be honest. Who would read that question and say, nope, I don't want my dream body? Never. None of us would be like, oh, yeah, I mean, sure, sign me up. And that's marketing, right? We know that when businesses and entrepreneurs and people are sharing on social media, the goal is always to get people to say yes, right? Because when you say yes, it's a psychological effect in our brains that say yes, 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 that makes us want to say yes, yes, I'll buy something. And so I know that these tactics, that's why people do this on social media, is want to build your dream body for summer. Instantly, they know that our brains are going to go yes, because we have been grown in a society that tells us that our only goal as women should be to have a dream body, to look perfect for the outside world. So duh. But what I really find interesting about this is want to build your dream body. So dream body is all capitalized. What is a dream body? Like, what is a dream body? Obviously, it's always going to change because society changes and we switch around what it means to be perfect, dream body, whatnot, right? Like, it always is changing, and it depends on which culture you're part of as to what is actually a dream body. Sometimes it's going to be smaller, sometimes it's going to be larger, sometimes it's going to be big hips, and sometimes it's going to be big breasts, and sometimes it's going to be big hair, and sometimes it's going to be, you know, it's always going to change. It's designed that way. So we're always chasing after quote unquote dream body. But let's just imagine for a second your dream body. How could you possibly create a dream body in 2 months? Number one, like, let's just call it out. You will never, oh, I'm about to go. Okay. You will never have your dream body. Plain and simple. So you can say yes to this question all day long, and they can promise you that they're going to give you your dream body, but they absolutely cannot. You will never achieve it because it is impossible. Dream bodies exist with filters and editing and surgeries. That's how they exist. And then they put them in our world and say, this is what you should aspire to. And 99.8% of humans can never, ever, ever even get close. It's unrealistic. It's not attainable. That's how the beauty industry is a $550 billion industry. Because they know that by this focus and force on trying to get everyone to want this dream body, that we humans, especially women, are going to buy the products, buy the surgeries, buy the things in order to create the dream body. So your dream, this whole thing about you want to build your dream body, even if the answer is yes, even if you tried really, 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 really hard, it will never, ever happen. It's impossible because the dream body is not a real life thing. It will never be in reality. What I would love for this question to be is, want to build your healthiest body for summer? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how to build a healthy body that not just for summer, but for life. So that's the first problem with this, right? Well, there's many problems, but one of the problems is that you're never going to be able to attain a dream body. And this marketing pull is really not assisting in our body image and us viewing ourselves not as objects, but as humans who get to fall in love with the very body that they live in. And even if, and again, you don't have to love your body, but to at least appreciate it and not feel stressed and overwhelmed and frustrated with your body, right? But when we read these things of want to build your dream body, that instantly pulls a frustration because it's like, well, okay, so what's wrong with my body? Right? What's wrong with my body right now? And we can easily pick those things apart because we've been sold this idea of dream body and we have something in our head and we will never live up to that. Here's the thing. I even, in the second part that I really struggle with advertising like this, is that, you know, then it goes on, she tells us how to have your dream body, and it's all these different workouts and things to do, right? Workout, food, cool. Like, we already know, right? Like, how to get healthier. And again, she's not talking about health. She's talking about building your dream body, which, by the way, no one can ever tell you that. If a coach, a trainer, a nutrition coach, like, I'm a personal trainer, nutrition coach, sociologist, body confidence coach, like, I can never, ever, ever, ever tell you that the things that I to do to have your dream body, right? Like, that's false advertising. We should sue. Like, it's just the reality. I can't tell you that. I can help you do the workouts that are going to help your body feel good and change and build muscle and right, and to have energy. And I can share those things with you, but to say that I can help you and tell you exactly what to do to build your dream body is impossible. Because also, she gives this list of like workouts and things to do. If all of us, if you and I did the same exact thing, guess what? Our bodies would never look the same. My body is my body and your body is your body. And they will never be the exact same. No matter if we did the same workout, ate the same food, we are different. That's the beauty of the world. If we were all supposed to have this dream body and look the same, we wouldn't have the beautiful world that we have that has different types of humans in it. And so if you see trainers and coaches and gurus and stuff saying, here's a list of things to do to get your dream body, run away. Hey, that's a good workout. Go run. Run away. I don't run, but run away. Run away as fast as you can because they're promising you something that you will never get. And they're also in the mindset that these list of things will create the quote unquote perfect body. And that's not factual. They cannot promise you that. That will never happen. And also, that's not based on health. It's not based on your goals. It's not based on the lifestyle that you want. You know, it wasn't long ago when I was actually in a space where my top priority was focusing on my body. And I worked out really, really hard. It was still only 30 minutes a day, but I ended up getting up to 45 minutes. But I worked out every day and I ate like the healthiest way I possibly could for my body. And I got to a point to where I had like a 4-pack, almost a 6-pack, but it stayed at 4. I mean, 6 is kind of overdoing it. But so I had, you know, I had muscles and I did have energy and I was confident and I felt good and all of those things. And then it hit me and I realized I was missing out on life because I was so structured and so obsessed with my eating plan, with my workouts, that I said no to life. I said no to going out to dinner with friends. I said no to going on trips. I said no to doing certain things because I couldn't miss a workout. I couldn't eat off of my meal plan. And that was such, again, my body was healthy. I felt good. Like, it wasn't a diet. It wasn't, you know, extreme. It was just very, I guess I shouldn't say it wasn't extreme. I was extreme. And I realized in that moment that this isn't what success and health means to me. This isn't what health means to me. This isn't what wellness means to me. For me, health and wellness is about living a great life with lots of energy, with confidence and joy. And food and fitness are simply tools to help me live that great life. And so when I had that shift in my mindset, I was like, hold the phone. I can miss a workout. I can go and enjoy dinners. I can go and relax and still enjoy food and be healthy That's what health and success, or that's what success means to me with health and wellness. It is not building this quote unquote dream body. And so if I were to follow their list of expectations to create the dream body and I wanted to get close to a quote unquote dream body, I would not be living a great life. Because that's not what success means to me, my health and wellness journey. So I bring this to you because number one, it irritates me. So I want to talk about it and you're my humans. And also because I want us to just like be aware that not just are we seeing this, but the little girls in our lives are seeing these things. They're seeing how to build a dream body. That's why a lot, like 70% of 17-year-old girls have issues with their bodies. That's why 70 to 85% of women don't do life activities because they don't have a positive body image, that they don't want to go do life. And so we're seeing this, little girls are seeing this, and they're trying to figure out, how can I create this dream body? Do I just do these workouts? And so we have to be very aware that we're going to see these things and have to have these conversations and have to ask ourselves, okay, do I really want my dream body? Do I really want to be healthy? Do I want a combination of both? Do I understand that having a dream body isn't actually real and that's not going to happen? And what are my actual goals? And so we get to come back to that place of asking ourselves, what's really important to me? How do I want to feel? What would make me proud? And reminding ourselves that this is all a marketing ploy from trainers and coaches and people in the industry that know that when they ask us these questions, we're going to say yes and we're going to buy in because they know that we are so insecure in our bodies that we will do anything to change them to make them quote unquote perfect. And we will never reach that. That's why we have 70 and 80 year old women who are still struggling with wearing tank tops or wearing shorts or, right? Like they still struggle with their body image because they never figured out how to deal with that. They followed the diets, they did the workouts, they did those things, but they never shifted their mindset around their body, around food, around fitness. And they probably saw things like this in magazines, on TV, and tried their whole lives to have that quote unquote perfect body for summer. And they never achieved it. And they still don't feel confident in their bodies to this day. And that is something that I am not okay with. And it's my mission to change this. So we have to call these things out when we see them and be aware that we see them and make sure that our eyes are open and we ask those important questions of ourselves of what's really important to me. How do I want to feel? What would bring me joy? What would make me proud? What does health mean to me? What does success in health mean? Do I have a positive relationship with food and fitness in my body? And if you struggle with those things and you're looking for support, hello, I'm here to support you. Or please go find someone who has this sort of mindset of, I won't help you create the perfect body for summer, but I will help you figure out how to have a healthy relationship with your body, with your food, with your fitness, to create healthy habits that help you live the life that you want to live. If that's their message, I support them. I support you going and working with them because that is how we create confidence and joy and health in this world. So that's my spiel of the day. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you're like, oh, I really needed this in my life, I'm seeing these things places, please feel free to share this, tag me, give me your thoughts, tell a friend. All the things, the more that we can support and empower other girls and women in our lives, the absolute better. So thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for listening to this. I can't wait to hear your feedback and I will talk to you on the next episode. Bye, friend. I'll remind you at the end of every single episode, you do not owe the world pretty, but you do owe yourself to step into your personal power because you, my friend, are a powerhouse woman. Go out and prove it to yourself.